Burning the bodies is one way of eliminating them. On the central front, General Guderian, the tank strategist and proponent of the Blitzkrieg, is held up by the Stalin Line, a series of fortifications that the Panzer Grenadiers have to take by assault. Guderian continues to advance. But an unforeseen factor soon slows down his fine motorized units, as described by von Kaganek. We advance in our armored cars and the dust envelops us. We're in Russia, where roads and asphalt don't exist. It's awful. The sticky yellow or red dust gets into everything, into your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Under such conditions, these men move 50 kilometers a day. They have marched all the way to Warsaw, to Oslo, to Bayonne. They are beginning to realize just how vast Russia is. Hundreds and hundreds of kilometers go by without a single village in sight. It is becoming harder and harder for the supply, fuel, and ammunition trucks to get through. But there is another situation that the German soldiers must deal with. The Russians are putting up a good defense. A new type of Russian tank appears on the scene. And this is a big surprise. The T-34, a 30-ton monster equipped with a formidable cannon and wide tracks that can go anywhere. It is superior to the German tanks in gunpowder and armor thickness, but has only rudimentary radios and clunky gearboxes. The only weapon powerful enough to neutralize it is the German 88 cannon.